Hi everyone, my name's John. I'm a senior statistician with the Observational and Pragmatic Research Institute. I'm very pleased to have this opportunity to describe our work on real-world associations between biomarkers and clinical outcomes for severe asthma patients treated with biologics. Clinical trials comparing patients treated with biologics with a placebo group have shown that the efficacy of the biologic treatments is often related to biomarker levels, but relatively little is known about whether the same associations exist in real-world situations. Our study aimed to investigate this by making use of data from the International Severe Asthma Registry, or ISAR, using data collected from clinical practice in 23 countries around the world. Different classes of biologics have different modes of action, so knowledge of how pre-biologic biomarker measurements relate to clinical outcomes may be useful in selecting the most appropriate biologic treatment to use. The study looked at whether biomarker measurements taken before starting biologics were associated with clinical outcomes measured approximately 1 year after starting a biologic treatment, and also whether these associations differed between classes of biologic treatments. We included anti-IgE, anti-IL-5-5R, and anti-IL-4R alpha treatments, and the results are presented for each of these classes of biologics. The biomarkers included in this study were blood eosinophil count, or BEC, fractional exhaled nitric oxide, or FeNO, and serum immunoglobulin E. For each biomarker, the baseline value was taken as the highest recorded measurement in the year preceding biologic initiation. The outcomes we studied were lung function, as measured by FEV1, asthma control, and exacerbation rates. These were all collected in the year preceding biologic initiation and as near as possible to 1 year following biologic initiation. We used regression models to look at the underlying trends of how clinical outcomes 1 year after starting biologic treatment related to pre-biologic biomarker levels for each of the biomarkers in turn. In each case, the analyses were adjusted for the baseline level of the outcome in question. The results presented on the graphs are estimates from the fitted regression models for a selected values of the biomarkers, covering the range of values we observed in the ISAR population. For FEV1, the left-hand pair of graphs, we plotted the predicted change from baseline for patients with a pre-treatment FEV1 of 2.1 litres, which was the mean value amongst the biologic patients in ISAR. In the centre graphs, the estimated probability of having well or partially controlled versus uncontrolled asthma at follow-up is plotted for a population with 32% well or partially controlled asthma at baseline, which was the proportion in the ISAR patients receiving biologics. And in the right-hand pair of graphs, the estimated decrease in exacerbation rate from the models is plotted for patients with a rate of 2.2 exacerbations per year at baseline. Again, the mean of the biologic patients in ISAR. In all cases, better clinical outcomes are shown at the top of the vertical axis. The strongest associations we observed were between FEV1 and BEC or FeNO, with the greatest improvements in FEV1 being seen for those patients with higher levels of these biomarkers. These were highly significant for patients receiving anti-IL-5-5R or anti-IgE. And a similar trend was seen in the anti-IL-4R-alpha patients, but this was not significant, perhaps due to the lower numbers of patients available in this class. In anti-IL-5-5R patients, we also saw a significant association between baseline BEC and asthma control, with patients with higher pre-biologic levels of BEC having higher probabilities of achieving well or partially controlled asthma at follow-up. Associations between exacerbation rate and biomarkers were less clear, with a mean decrease of around 1.8 exacerbations per year from a baseline level of 2.2, more or less irrespective of the baseline biomarker levels. In general, baseline IgE showed little association with any of the clinical outcomes we studied. The study also aimed to examine whether combinations of the biomarkers could be useful for predicting the outcomes, in which case it might be useful to consider two or more biomarkers when selecting treatments. We found that using both BEC and FeNO together gave improved predictions of follow-up FEV1 in the models, and further research is looking into the clinical significance of this finding. Thank you very much for your attention.